Due to security concerns, the British military has gone for the iPhone 7 instead of Android. According to BGR.com, they feel the overall security is tighter. BT Group is adding some additional security level for them on the handsets. They had originally looked at the Samsung Galaxy Note 4, but just couldn't lock it down enough, according to Tech Republic. The wearables market still hasn't caught fire as many expected it to, and now Fitbit is cutting 10% of its workforce. ArsTechnica.com reports the company's pivoting to software and may be developing its own app store. The cutback's expected to reduce costs $200 million as Fitbit is getting ready to announce lower than expected Q4 earnings. Fitbit did show a freshened app at CES, and with the purchase of both Pebble and Vector, a European smartwatch startup, it's possible that Fitbit may be writing a complete operating system that could power a future full-blown smartwatch. I'm Clark Reed.